It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Car enthusiasts, people shopping for a new vehicle, and others will be at the Pittsburgh International Auto Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center downtown this weekend. John Poutier, CEO of the Greater Pittsburgh Automobile Dealers Association, spoke with Essential Pittsburgh producer Marcus Charleston as workers were turning the convention center into an automobile showroom. Poutier began by explaining what visitors will see at this year's show.
Well, we have every vehicle pretty much that's on the market today available for people to look at, every brand, every model, about 600 cars, 35 brands. We also have some rare, one-of-a-kind vehicles just for fun. We're standing beside them right now, in fact, the Aston Martin Vulcan, which is the only one in the country, only 24 in the world. It's about a $3 million car. So if you're coming just for eye candy, we've got that. If you're coming to shop for a car, we got that too.
Now, in addition to selling cars, what else is taking place here at the auto show? What's the emphasis on?
Well, the emphasis is on the newest models and newest technology. And the emphasis right now is on trying to deter distracted driving. And the technology allows you to not have to have your hands off the wheel or your eyes off the road. And we're hoping people will use it and stay alive.
Can you give us an example of some of the technology that's being created?
Sure. Texting is the biggest problem today. And most of the cars now will have text-to-voice where you can talk and then it'll turn it to text and vice versa, so you don't have to be tapping your keys. Everything can be done off the steering wheel in terms of talking to your car. It's voice-activated, voice-recognized, so you can tell it to call home or, you know, give you directions to work or wherever you have to go. And you shouldn't have to take your eyes off the road.
Automakers are changing because the generational shift in terms of the approach to cars. How is that impacting the auto show?
It's a concern because the millennials and the generation that's coming up right now are not as excited about owning a car, driving a car. They just want to get from point A to point B. And that's why you're seeing things like Uber and ride shares and bike shares and all these kinds of things. And it is a concern because it's an appliance to them. To us, it's a passion. And I couldn't wait to get my driver's license when I was 16. And now they're not in a big hurry to get one. I still think there's a large segment of any population that understands the love affair with a car. I mean, if you buy a nice suit or you buy a new set of shoes or whatever, that's an extension of you. You buy it because it reflects your persona. A car is that on steroids. And I'm shocked that more people in that generation don't see a car as an extension of their personality. And it's fun to drive. I love the sound of a great car and love the feel of the road. And there's still a lot of people in all the generations that fall into that category. It's just that there are more growing up right now who haven't caught on to that yet.
With so much emphasis on technology in the cars, doesn't that add to distracting from the driving?
That's a good question. You really require an orientation to cars today. You need to spend, what I recommend is you don't get it the day you buy the car, because you just want to go home, clean it up, show it off. The best thing to do is sit down in the driver's seat, and this is what I do. I have sticky notes, and I go through the owner's manual from cover to cover, and I put little tabs and on the pages that I don't understand. Then you go back to the dealership and get your orientation after you know what you don't know.
What other advice do you have for people who are looking to buy a new car?
Well, this is the place to be, and there are some auto show specials. We don't have any salespeople here. We have product specialists, but they represent the manufacturers, and many of them have promotions for the auto show. Our sales do spike after the auto show. So, interesting, most people who come here looking for a vehicle, thinking they know what they want, over half of them change their mind after they've been to the show, and they can actually see them side by side.
How important are these shows to other dealerships?
It's critical, critical. The consumer expects it. Every year we try to do this on Valentine's Day and President's Day weekend, so we have that repetition, and it's really the best time of year for us to do it because there's not a whole lot more else to do. We are the only show that carpets the entire convention center.
Are car buyers looking for something special in cars now as opposed to years ago?
Well, they want safety, and they want it all. They want safety, economy, luxury, so you've got to have some trade-offs. But with technology today, we're getting such great mileage out of high-performance cars. We're getting more power out of a four-cylinder than we did in years ago out of an eight. So you're able to get the economy and the torque in some cars because of the turbocharging and the gearing. It's not unusual to see an eight-speed automatic now, or even a 10-speed, which really gives you a lot more power and a lot more economy.
Are people looking for American-made cars?
That's really no longer a deal. American cars are made out of mostly parts from overseas. They're all building here anyway. So to say buy American is really a misnomer anymore. There is no such thing as buy American. They're all very international in their origins in terms of the parts and the build and everything else. So, I mean, Detroit has come a long way in their quality. Yeah, that's kind of a gone thing.
How has the oil industry, the low prices coming down, impacted cars?
It's actually helped the auto industry because people are buying up. You know, unfortunately for the people who are environmentally conscious, the electric vehicles aren't selling at all. Because, well, first of all, there's the range anxiety of how far you can go. Even the hybrids are not doing that well. People are buying regular good old internal combustion engines because they get close to the same mileage. And with gas being under $2 a gallon, there's no real incentive or motivation for people to concern themselves about fuel mileage and the price of gasoline.
And what other special cars are going to be on display?
Well, we have a 1956 Mercedes-Benz Gullwing, and if you're older like me, that was the iconic sports car back in the 50s, with doors that come up like a Gullwing. It just came out of a 10,000-hour restoration. It's making its first appearance at our show here. And other than that, it's really all of the new cars that are on the market. I mean, that's the purpose of the show, is to let people come in and see what they can actually buy. But in our exit surveys, people always want to see the exotics, the concepts, the classics, the vintage, the one-of-a-kind, so that's what we're trying to do now. We have an exhibit called Galleria Exotica, and it has the five generations of Lamborghini, Ferrari, so we're bringing in the biggest and the best. So people can come, even if they're not looking for a car, it's really something to see.
John Poutier, thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
And that was Essential Pittsburgh producer Marcus Charleston. Monday, we'll bring you a special President's Day edition of Essential Pittsburgh. We'll take a look at the lives of the less well-known first ladies. Also, we'll travel to the resting place of President William McKinley in Canton, Ohio, and hear about his time at Allegheny College. Did he actually put a cow in the belfry? You'll have to tune in Monday to find out. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everyone.